finally back.
After a long, long wait. So.
It's a hiatus, if you ever called one.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a busy summer, so.
It has. I mean, it's not like I haven't tried to do this. Like, every weekend I've tried.
I'm just a flake. I'm far away.
And Alyssa, it didn't work. And then my sister is, like, mean. And every time I ask her to do it, she doesn't.
We're just, like, excuses.
Yeah.
We know.
My passion for this isn't shared by others.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, anyways. Whoa, we're back. This is episode 12.
School Lies.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it, but...
I don't know what the title comes from, but, I mean, it was totally about school and lying.
Yeah, so I guess it makes
pretty straightforward.
It's okay, whatever. It's all good.
I liked this episode. I thought it was...
It was really good, like, really
like, high
dramatic.
Drama.
Yeah, like, very... you really had to pay attention. We had to pause it, like, 8 million times.
Yeah, we were like, okay, what happened? That was, like, a lot of information in 2 seconds.
So, I hope we all
bear
got it
with
down
us.
Okay.
I don't know how long this is gonna be.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Take a seat, buckle up, get some popcorn.
Yeah, go get a drink.
We are drinking Diet Lipton green tea. Maybe get sponsors.
I don't think so. No. I don't think that's how it works. All right, so
darn.
The show starts. You know, it's a pool party. If you'd ever like, it's a pool party.
And it is a pool party.
Like I totally.
I would go to this one.
So fun.
And it's, like, at an indoor pool at night.
And the Gossip Girl says something, like, about a little key can get you, like, riled up or something.
Key to open the door to the wild side.
Yeah, and I was, like, a little E. It's, like...
Because there's, like, some drug use and definitely alcohol. You see the little martini shakers.
Yeah, it sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
And, drugs and alcohol. Yeah. We don't condone it.
Yeah.
But if you do, I mean...
Drug-free is the way to be. This is your brain on drugs. No, I don't know. I'll shut up.
Okay. So, Nate and Blair canoodle.
Yeah, there's some canoodling. It's like Penn Badgley and Blake Lively at some Mexican thing. No, I know, but I mean, like, I saw some pictures of them. I saw pictures of them on TMZ.com.
Oh, yeah, when Nate and... when Penn Badgley and Blake Lively were in Mexico...
It was cute. They were, like,
canoodling on a chair in the beach.
Yeah, really nice, really nice. Anyway, but no, this is Nate and
Blair canoodling. Okay, why are we talking about that? Anyways.
Yeah, sorry.
They canoodle and then some.
And then they, like, kiss, and then Blair kind of, like, swims away.
But she's Chuck, like, totally sees this.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know. She's like, how long are you going to torture me for?
Because he's
like,
blackmailing her. Yeah. Because, you know.
He knows that they...
Well, because they slept together, and he could tell Nate anytime he wanted, really.
Yeah, and he could tell him that Blair faked her virginity with him, so...
And he has Ray-Bans on.
Which are just so cool. It's hot. Like night, and they're Ray-Bans. And just, what's his name? Ed Astwick? Whatever.
Ed Westwick.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I don't judge.
I don't know anything.
Don't judge.
According to some of our podcast listeners,
we had some interesting reviews...
Some hate mail.
On iTunes.
No, just one, right? I mean,
It was, like, one, but it was still really, like, mean.
I know, like, really, people, like, if you really don't like it, don't listen.
She, not you guys.
Yeah, she, no. We love you guys.
I mean, really.
It's very nice of you to listen. Anyway, and so Chuck is like, I encourage patience and restraint. And then Blair's like, find someone else to torture, and Chuck is like, I choose you.
Okay, so then, like, Chuck gets up and he sees Serena, and he's like, how about I turn that one piece into a no piece?
And she's like, go find a floaty to talk to, Chuck.
He's so perverted.
I know, it gets nastier.
But
later.
He's hot.
I know. I think he's the hottest guy on the show,
actually. No, maybe for you, Penn Badgley.
Chuck is my favorite.
And, like, Chase Crawford is so hot.
I know. I'll take any of them. It's
actually, yeah, it's really...
And so, wait.
So, like, Vanessa and Dan are at the Humphrey house, and she's filming him eating Cheerios.
Yeah, because she's, like, making a documentary of...
Like, she's... But he told her, like, I don't think anybody's going to see this, like, about your... Like, it's about me. And I'm like, yeah, I would watch it. I would watch that film over and over.
Like, slow-mo. Just, like, yeah.
Just shots of his face. Okay, that's creepy.
Okay, sorry. Stalker, guys...
Okay, so then, like, Rufus is totally sad and playing this sad music all alone in his room.
Oh, I thought he was watching movies. I didn't get that.
No, like, because he's, like, writing songs, but it's about, like, how, you know, he's not with Lily.
Lily, yeah. And then Dan's like, try listening to it for 3 weeks straight.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
And then, sad. To perk things up, Serena calls Dan and she invites him to their little shindig at the pool.
Yeah. And, like...
Alec, I can't read her notes.
They don't make sense.
Okay, well, anyway, so she calls him, and she's like, oh, come here, and so he decides to go, and Vanessa goes with him.
Yeah, they
and
go.
And she brings her video camera with
and
her.
And they show up, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you see, like, everybody partying, yeah. And all of a sudden you see this guy push.
Oh, wait. I have to say this one line I like. Okay, sorry. Okay, go. So when they first show up, Dan's like, if this is when you want a shot of me looking like an outsider, I'm ready for my close-up.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was funny.
Well, he wasn't even wearing, like, he was in, like, pants and shirt.
Yeah. It was hot.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, but, like, everybody, like, I would have liked to have seen him in, you know, some
nice swim
shorts.
Trunks, yeah. Yeah. Speedo.
No.
Penn Bagley could wear a Speedo. I don't care.
David Beckham can wear a Speedo.
They can wear, like, plastic bags. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So, and then, I'll let you tell the dramatic part.
Oh, yes. These two guys are, like, shoving each other by a pool. You don't
kind of messing
don't they
around.
Know you should not play like horse around pools.
Yeah, no horse play. It's like on the sign. Always
is. And it like he totally knocks into a huge pole.
Yeah, there's like
what
a random
is there a pole?
I know. Like they need to hold up the ceiling or something.
Yeah, why it's like a metal thing.
Yeah. And he just like hits his head and then he kind of falls sideways into the pool.
Yeah, like, and everybody's like stops sort of for a second because they realize that some crazy shit's happening. And then, so, like, every kind of people react and they call 911.
Yeah. Like,
finally.
Who is it? Someone's.
Well, like,
Dan's being like, call 911.
Yeah, so Serena calls 911.
And who is it? Nate jumps in, pulls the guy out.
Yeah, but then people are scattering because you know you would.
Yeah, like running for it.
And, like, Chuck takes the key because he sees it on the table. It's the key, you know, to get in
to the room, to the pool.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, an indoor pool, so it's, like, locked up. Anyway, and so the next day...
Yeah, they're like, usually they see pictures of, like, all the stuff.
Because there's a camera phone left behind that took all these pictures of the people at the party. So it's, like, hard evidence. And the new headmistress, Miss Queller, with a Q, is, like, you know, she tells them all, like, she has everyone that was at the party gathered there. And she says, 10,000 words on what the hell is wrong with you.
Because they have to, like, tell her what, why they, how they got there. And
yeah. And then she says the person that instigated the party will be expelled.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Expulsion. Not something you want on your record. Mm-mm. Okay, so then, like.
Especially if you want to go to Yale.
Or anything.
Like, certain character in the play. Whatever.
Play?
I'm thinking of my sister's play. I'm sorry.
Okay, so then.
Ignore me.
Everybody's outside and they have like this like whole like secret society that are like no one tells, like, you know, if no one talks, nothing happens.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Like they've done this so many times.
Like it's old hat. And Dan's like kind of freaked out by that, isn't he?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'd be scared if I was him.
And then Blair's like talking to Miss Queller. Like Miss Queller.
Yeah,
like,
and she's like, I'm innocent.
Yeah, she's like, well, and then she kind of tells, like, everything that happened with
she's
Nate
like,
and Chuck.
You know, I sort of did something with this guy.
This other guy, and then I pretend I had done the stupid thing with an anyway.
She's like, should I elaborate? And then she's like, no, let's just get back on track.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to hear about your sex life, even though it's kind of tempting. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen.
Anyway, and so she's like, if there's ever a shining star, it would be Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, she's the shining star
so
of death.
She's not too suspicious of her, really.
No.
She's a good girl, so.
But really, because she didn't do it.
Right.
So I guess. We'll
find out.
They know. They've seen the episode if they're listening to this.
Oh,
you know, this episode came on a long time ago.
That's true.
Oh, God.
It's not breaking news. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Sorry. About that.
So then it goes to a scene with Nate writing. And, like, on a legal pad. Like, who writes on a legal pad?
He's writing a heartfelt letter.
To Blair.
Heartfelt.
And Chuck comes up, and he's like, you know, and Nate tells him what he's writing. And Chuck is like, who spayed you, man?
Yeah. That's very Chuck to say.
It's funny, yeah.
I think I'm going to use that line. I don't know who.
Make it, like, the Gossip Girl MySpace headline or something.
Yeah, and then, like, Chuck finds out that, Nate kissed Blair.
At the pool party.
Yeah, because, like, he told her, like, you can't do anything with him.
Yeah, he's like, you have to kick your Nate habit or whatever. And then it's kind of funny because Chuck is like, was she into it? And Nathan's like, you know Blair. He's and Chuck was like, wow, I know Blair.
Yeah. He's like, of course she was into it, dude. It was funny. Chuck said, well, you know Blair. And then Nate was like, I know Blair. I know Blair well. Okay, so then Dan gets a phone call from Rufus because the headmistress called all the parents. And, you know, his dad just wants, he's like, because this doesn't happen to Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's a good kid.
I know. And Dad basically tells Dan to watch his back. Like, watch out.
And cooperate as much as he can. Because he's not like the other kids who, you know, have millions and can do whatever they want and
throw around money and stuff. Get
anything. Like, no repercussions.
Yeah. And Rufus basically says, like, you know, these kids are going to be watching out for themselves. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. It's true, though. It's a true fact.
And Dan's like, well, I don't know anything. And he really doesn't, because he hasn't...
Yeah, he doesn't know anything. He got there, like, the last person to get there. Okay, so then Lily shows up at the art studio, and she finally, like, she tells him that she said yes to
the proposal. She tells him that she's going to say
yes. Oh, yeah, so, like, yeah, she's going
to. And she's like, I wanted you to hear it from me first.
And it's sad.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I got your little message from Christmas Day. And that's when Rufus called her, and he's like, I love you, I miss you, blah, blah, blah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously they're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, things can't work out, I guess. Having some
problems, yeah.
Okay, so then Dan and Vanessa,
to Blair's.
Yeah, are in the elevator, and she shows him, she has a video of Chuck taking the key. So that makes Dan think that Chuck took it.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, how they got in.
It's crazy. And the elevator opens, and it's like a party. Yeah. It's like a study group.
It's supposed to be them, like, writing their essays about what's wrong with them. And
yeah. That's what I want to do. And I have to write an essay.
Just, like, have some margaritas.
And then, like, have someone write it for me from Cornell. Yeah.
No, because who was it? One of the girls, like,
slept with some dude from Cornell, and he was giving them tips. On, like, ethics or something. Yeah,
so they're gonna use that.
And then Blair's telling, like, Serena, like, Michael...
You're so naive.
Oh, yeah. She's like, Michael Moore over there is just using this film to get closer to Dan.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
But she always is.
Quite.
I think the writing on this show is really good.
Yeah, they have some good lines and stuff, so...
Okay, so then Chuck has the key just, like, out.
He's just, like, dangling it, like, playing with it.
Like a cat.
Yeah. And Blair's like, I can't believe you brought that. It's evidence. And she takes it, like, up to her room. She takes it from Chuck.
And then Chuck is, like, with Dan, and he tells him that he needs to tell the truth because, well, Dan thinks it was Chuck, but it really wasn't.
And then Chuck is like, we come from totally different worlds, man. Like, when I do something wrong, a new wing is donated.
Yeah, by the Bass, in the Bass name. And then, like, he's like, what does the Humphrey name have to offer you? Like, use Metro Pass?
Yeah.
What would your family have to offer?
Yeah.
Calculators?
Yep.
Mine's, like, child care.
Math tutoring? No, I don't
know. Phone. There's
a phone ringing. Shut up, phone. Okay,
so, where were we at? Okay.
I only took the key. And then Chuck says, I only took the key so we wouldn't all get in trouble.
Yeah, and blamed, including you.
Yeah.
Like, because that's true, like, if they left the key there, I mean...
Then they would all, like...
Like, I don't actually...
It wouldn't really make a difference, but it's just, like, I guess he thought it'd be better to have the key than to not have it.
Yeah,
because then he could, like, plant it on someone else.
And he could totally use it in his... You know how Chuck thinks.
Yeah, just, why not? Anyway, and then Nate goes up to Blair's room
and, like, because she's,
she was in there.
As she's hiding the key.
She hides it, like, in a drawer, and she takes the key... There's, like, a cord around the key.
Like this... Like Auburn, sort of burgundy.
And she takes it off and hides it in her drawer, and he gives her the love letter.
And she leaves. She's like, how thoughtful, and, like, leaves.
Yeah.
And then, he's like, what the hell?
And he looks, and he sees the key in the drawer, and he's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he takes it.
Yeah. So we kind of see the wheels turning there.
Okay, so then Dan, Serena, and he's telling her, like, no one is none of you take it seriously because it's not seriously, like, it's not as serious for them because they're all, like, they can just do it, you know.
Have a new wing in the library, yeah.
And she says it is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she's trying to be.
And Dan's kind of like, anyone who knows anything should step up and tell the truth. Because he thinks, you know, he knows it's Chuck.
Yeah, and he asks her, do you know who it is?
And she kind of looks at
him like, Dan, you don't understand. Distraught. You don't understand, Dan.
And this is the point where I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so Serena.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm pretty totally good at predicting her. TV shows.
Yeah, they're kind of predictable.
It's my talent. Okay, so Blair and Chuck are talking, and she tells him, like, to drop your Nate habit.
Or he tells her.
Drop your Nate habit. And then she says she has, and then she tells her, like, what about the kiss, huh?
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm tired of this. Go ahead and tell him, and I'll tell him you lied. So there. Because who's he going to believe?
Because, like, well, yeah, like, that he faked her virginity.
Right. And then...
But he says he has proof, because, like, right then, like, Vanessa's conveniently filming them say this.
Yeah, and so she's like, thank you, I'll take that tape now. And Blair's like, no, this is my house.
No.
Give it to
me. Oh, yeah.
And Vanessa's like, well, it's my footage. And so then Chuck kind of, like, reaches for the camera, and he's confronting Vanessa. Like,
it's a struggle.
Yeah. And then Dan kind of steps in between Chuck and Vanessa. And Dan's like, last time I checked, I still owe you a black eye.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
And I was like, fight. That'd be so cool.
But, like, Dan would have totally kicked Chuck's ass.
Really? I think Chuck.
Chuck
would fight dirty. Like, I don't know.
He'd, like, pull a gun out. No, he doesn't have a gun, probably. No. He doesn't seem like the type of, like, the athletic guy, though.
That's true. Dan's kind of, like, a... I don't know. Who do you think would
win? He's a writer. He has strong arm muscles.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. From all that writing.
Yeah. Okay.
He has a good right hook.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Chuck and Dan? Let us know.
Yeah, you can email us that.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah.
Question of the week.
Of the month.
Okay.
Of, like, the whole, like, year since we...
Yeah.
Oh, and then, like, I'm leaving for Mexico, guys, pretty soon. Yeah. Like, next week. So, I don't know, like, I'm gonna try, like, my hardest to get one done with my sister during the week. Because she's promised me, because I went to the store with her, and she's like, if you go, I'll podcast with you. And I was desperate, I was desperate, and she hasn't done it yet.
She reneged.
And, like, she took my purse to LA with her this weekend, and I was like, okay, you owe me another podcast because of that. So, I don't know.
Maybe by the time you get to 5, she'll, like, finally do one with you.
Yeah, like, 5 favors equals one podcast. I offered to pay her.
Oh, my gosh. That's getting sad.
I shouldn't admit this on the podcast.
I know.
But I have no, like, blocking of, like, the mental thought to the microphone.
Yeah. It's okay. No censor. Anyway, so where were we?
Oh, right. So then, like, Rufus and Lily, right?
Yeah. And he basically just, like, walks into her apartment.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of dumb. Like, she doesn't even check the eye hole or anything. And she's like, opens the door.
And then he's like, why did you come to see me?
And then he's like, you wanted me to give you a reason not to spend the rest of your life with Bart Bass.
So he tells her, like, he's totally in love with her.
Yeah.
And it's totally romantic. Cause
it's really cute. And he's like, reclaim your life.
And he's so much, like, he's really sweet. Cute. And he's hot. And, I mean, Bart's rich, but... Doesn't she? She has money, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can't buy me love or whatever. But, of course, if she got together with the dad, then, like, the grandma probably wouldn't leave her money in the will or whatever.
But she's dying.
Is she dying? Oh, that's right. Yeah. She has, like, cancer or whatever. Lung cancer.
It's sad, but...
Oh, wait, I thought she lied about that.
She was taking medication at the very end of the episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Unless it was vitamins. Dinosaur vitamins.
Dinosaur. I love the gummy vitamins.
Okay. So okay, then...
Sorry. So he gives her a little kiss, and they.
Oh yeah, because he tells her to claim your life this time and live in the, like, the way you want to live, and then they kiss. Like,
it's really
it was a really sweet kiss.
Cute little kiss. Is that when they set up their little rendezvous?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And then Nate tells the headmistress that he broke into the school.
Because he's doing it for Blair. Like, he confesses for her, like a dumbass.
But, like, she totally is not buying it.
I know, she's really smart, and she's like, how'd you break in? And he's like, gives her the key. And she's like, well, what about the keychain? And he's like, what? Well, it's not a keychain. It's like a long string.
Like the chain on the key.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
whatever.
And he kind of just like, there was no keychain. Yeah. Like, Blair took it off.
And she's like, who are you protecting?
Yeah. And so.
He doesn't say, but she realizes this is a lie. Yeah.
This Queller chick is pretty smart.
She's a smart cookie.
Smart cookie.
All right. So then, Vanessa and Blair, like, because Vanessa's outside the school and Blair comes out, mm-hmm. and then she's tells her, like, that she's not going to get the tape from her, really.
Yeah. Blair's like, I wasn't going to grovel, and if you think I was, you obviously don't know who you're dealing with. And then she's like, I won't sign a release. And Vanessa's like, she's but smart.
She, yeah, like, she's really smart, this Vanessa.
Yeah.
And she's, because, like, you only need to sign a release if it's, like, going to get distributed, like, to other places. Yeah.
And she's just like, I just want to do local art film.
Yeah, which is, you know, like, it's you like, can what have whatever now, you want bitch. In it.
Yeah.
So then...
And so Blair gets all pissy and she leaves, but then...
Chuck.
Vanessa turns around and Chuck's there.
And he gives her, like, 10 G's.
Yeah, he basically says, like, here's $10,000. He buys her. Yeah, and he's like, you're one of those girls who acts like money isn't important, but I know.
But, like, really, she's not, like... She's not. He totally misjudged her because she really isn't. Because
it's, like, $10,000. I mean, I would sell it for
$10,000. I would have, like, actually given him the real tape, I think.
I know.
Because I'm like, $10,000. I mean, I don't have that right now.
College, it's car, whatever. Anyway, so... He gives her the money, and she gives him a tape.
And she takes the cash, for sure.
Faux show.
Okay, and then...
Oh, and then it's kind of funny. Gossip Girl's like, who knew Blair and Chuck were such a patron of the arts?
Yeah. Call philanthropy or, yeah. Or, like, bribery. Yeah. Okay, and then Lily's at, like, lunch with Bart, and she just looks so unhappy.
I know. She's about to say yes to his proposal. That's, like, the whole reason they're having lunch or whatever. And then the phone rings, and... Bart answers it, and he walks away like a dumbass.
And she's looking around the room, and you can just see her mind working, like,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be, like, one of these old women that just, like, follow their husband. And yeah.
And it doesn't help that they're all these, like, depressing-looking old ladies.
And, like, way too much, like,
yeah, whatever. Really ugly women in this shot.
I don't know why none of them looked like they had Botox, but they would if they were,
yeah, you know. They wanted. I don't know. Anyway, so really unhappy. And so then she Lily calls Rufus.
You know, he's like the savior of all problems.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so she says that she was thinking about what he said and, like, let's see what we can be.
Yeah. And he's like, let's get away.
Tonight.
So
it's like kind of like we're gonna run away together. It's so cute.
It's cute. So they play like a little thing.
But then she's like, I'm scared, Rufus, in a good way. Oh, Chucks. Or shucks.
I was gonna say Chucks on. Anyway. And so
they're at school now.
Yeah, and
with Queller.
Headmistress Queller says someone came forward for a crime he didn't commit. And so she suspends Nate.
Nathaniel
Archibald.
Expelled. He just, like, she's, like, effective now, so he has to walk out.
She's like, you know where the exit is.
And then, like, she was kind of rude about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
And then she's like, you know,
that she's gonna keep doing
this until someone comes forward.
To, like, even if everyone's gonna get suspended.
Yeah. But suspending, I don't know, it's, like, not that big a deal.
But, like, I guess it goes on your transcript, but, like, a lot of people have gone suspended, right?
Yeah, and they live good lives. Yeah, they live good lives.
I'm sure they have a way to get off of there. Okay.
Anyway.
So,
And then they're outside after the thing.
Yeah, Dan's arena.
And Dan's like, this is my whole future, and if you know who it is, why won't you turn them in?
And he says he can't get suspended.
Yeah, because he's, like, on a partial scholarship to the school.
And then he wants her to fess up, and then
because Serena's like, because it was me.
Ooh, that's harsh. Good information.
Yeah, and Dan's like, why didn't you tell me? And
she's like, I didn't want you to choose between, like,
protecting me and protecting yourself.
Which is, like, a good reason. She's a good girlfriend. Yeah. He should be more supportive.
I know. He shouldn't have asked her to tell him, like...
Well, like... Yeah.
No harm, no foul. Whatever. And so he's like, how'd you get in? And she's like, I had a key. I kind of dated the swim team captain. He gave me the key in case you wanted to meet
up. You know. And he's like, don't.
And Dan's like, okay, enough said.
Just don't.
It's funny. And then Serena gets really sad, and she's like, no one, you know, you didn't know me before. Or he's like, well, you'll be fine. You know, you're Serena Vanderwoodsen. And she's like, you didn't know me before this year. Because,
like, she was really bad.
Yeah, she's like, no one would take me back.
Like, she barely got into Constance Billard.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't go back to boarding school, and because then I'd be, like, separated.
And so then, like, over the loudspeaker, you hear, like, this voice. It's, like, I really know. Weird. She's like, Daniel Humphrey. You are called, please go into Miss Queller's office after school.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but they don't make, like, person. No, they don't even make, like, person-specific all calls. Like, don't know.
Yeah, like, because maybe their school's so small.
Maybe, yeah.
Because, like, at our school, you never hear, like, I was going to say my last name. Alika, blank. Would you please come to, the principal's office?
I know. Like, I don't know. Maybe at smaller schools they do, but not here.
No. We have, how many people go to our school?
Like, 2,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 2,000 people. Kind of a lot of people. Okay. Anyway.
So then.
Okay. And so, basically.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So then, like, either, like, Nate goes up to Blair or Blair goes up to Nate.
Something like that.
And he tells her that. Oh, they're outside of the school, and he tells her that he, like, you know, kind of took the blame for her.
Yeah, and she's like, that's the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for me.
And he tells her that she...
He's like, I love you.
He loves her.
Bam.
Three like, straight words. Up, you know?
Like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
He didn't say, like, I have, like...
I have feelings for you, or anything like
or
that.
Or, like, I have like, strong like...
I strongly like you. You're a good person. No. And she's like, we just can't happen right now.
And then it's kind of his face.
I know. Like, talk about...
Crushes your heart.
Castrated. His perfect little cheekbones are, like,
he's wobbling. Really whipped.
Yeah.
But, like, isn't that the boyfriend you want, though? Would, like, do anything for you?
Like, spade full. All the way.
Spade.
Yeah.
That sounds like a harsh process.
I know it does. Poor doggies.
Okay, so then Lily is, like, walking into Serena's room, and she's like, please don't tell me you got expelled.
Yeah.
Please.
Or no, I thought Serena comes into her mom's room.
No, she, like... I thought that, isn't that her room?
Because Lily's packing.
Oh,
I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe she's
they have, like, one room in that little penthouse of theirs.
Maybe she's borrowing something from Serena. I don't know. Anyway, so they're in the same room, and Lily's packing, and, yeah, she's...
She's going on a spa trip with Bart.
Yeah.
And then she's like, because you're so stressed out from your vacation.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, that's what I do.
Lily's phone starts ringing, and Serena picks it up and looks at it, and it says, Rufus calling. And
then, like,
she hands it to the mom, and the mom, and she's like, aren't you going to answer that?
And then she yeah, because she kind of, like, is suspicious now, Serena.
Yeah.
So she's asks her mom, like, is Dan's dad the reason why you haven't said yes to Bart?
And then she gets really upset, because, I mean, your mom, if your mom married your boyfriend's dad, you couldn't really, I don't know, it'd be kind of awkward.
It'd be awkward.
Alka thinks, I mean, you think it's
no,
okay,
No,
right?
I don't think it's okay, like, it's just, like, because, like, if they're both, like, it's so hard.
I know.
Because, like, the mom and dad are so cute together, and then, like...
Serena and Dan are really cute together. What can you do?
They can't... They don't have to get married. They could just be, like,
well, yeah,
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and just not get married.
Yeah. I don't know if that's done in New York society.
Whatever.
Let us know. Anyway.
Because it's a whole different country, right, Christy?
Right. Totally different. No, and then it's, like, Serena gets really upset. She's like, Dan's my boyfriend, and I don't know. I would rather have Bart Bass as the stepfather than...
No, I'd rather have Chuck as my stepbrother than Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, yeah.
I guess so.
I guess it's really sad.
I would lock my door at night, like,
yeah, like, with the deadbolt and everything. Oh, like a security pad.
Seriously. Oh, gross.
Put in those numbers. Okay. And then, okay, because she's saying, like, how, like, her mom's like, I'm not going to base my personal, like, life on your preference, which is, like...
It's true, but it's, like, and then she's like, well, then tell me that Rufus is, like, the most important
And, like, it feels
thing.
Like forever, because, like, she said, like, her and Dan feels like forever to her.
Right.
But that's not true.
As we find out soon enough.
Okay, and then, yeah, it's sad, and then she goes to school, like, she kind of, like, has an epiphany. She's like, I have to go to school and do something.
Yeah. And the mom, and she's like, I know you have something to do, too. So.
Yeah. You know it's going to happen.
And then we see Vanessa goes to Blair's apartment.
Yep.
And she gives Blair the real tape. But she's like, don't worry, there are copies.
Copies.
So, obviously, she's backing up her thingy. And then we see Queller, Miss Queller, interviewing Dan.
Oh, no, but she tells her that Nate seems like one of the good guys.
Oh, yeah. So.
Because, like... Well, because they later date.
What?
Vanessa and Nate.
What about it?
They date, like, later on.
Really?
Well, you haven't seen the episode.
But,
okay. But they were really
Who's
cute.
Behind?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It would work out.
A lot. It was hot.
Like a Fifth Avenue.
So they didn't show anything, but it was, like, they're really cute together, I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, and so now Miss Queller is interviewing Dan, right?
Yeah, so... she's telling him, like, you know, you have all these, like, you know, you're like number two in your class. You have, like, this awesome recommendation letter for...
from Dartmouth or something.
For, like, for Dartmouth from the guy, and then he's like, and you're hanging from a different crowd now. You're dating Senior Vanderwoodson, right?
And he's like, is that on my file?
That'd be so weird if, like, that, like...
I know.
Like, school, like, secretly, like, knew everything about you.
Yeah.
And, like, it was all on your file, like,
no,
who
it's
you
like,
dated.
I guess their school is really small, though, because...
Yeah, it is. Because, oh, like, yeah. Two-thirds of their classes at that party...
No, they were talking about it. She's like... Or, no, the kids were like, they're not going to expel two-thirds of our class. There's only, like, 10 kids in the entire classroom. So is their whole, like... I don't know, student body, like, 15 students, that'd be weird.
That'd be funny. Like, but that's what, that was our class. It's like, you knew everybody.
Yeah.
So, then she says, like, he says he doesn't know who took it. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's kind of, like, about to tell him, like, you're suspended.
Yeah.
And then Serena walks in.
Yes. And then she's like, I have something to tell you.
And then, it's... Okay.
So then it fades to the next scene, and Queller's like, kind of chewing her out.
She's like, your file reads more like a rap sheet.
I know, that was so funny. And
like
she's
a
like,
rap song.
You cut more sophomore classes than you attended. I don't know.
Slept with everyone. Whored around. No, it didn't say that.
But
it probably did. She just didn't say it out loud.
If they keep tabs on who you're dating.
Because she like had really bad attendance and stuff.
Yeah.
But then Serena's like, but you know what? I'm a better person.
I'm not that person anymore. Yeah. And she just like, my grades are up. I've kept out of trouble. Blah, blah, blah.
And then she's like, I'm accepting responsibility.
Yeah. And so then they start to discuss like what her punishment will be. And I'm sorry, but would they really let you like choose your punishment? Like,
let's discuss your punishment. They'd be like, you know what? This is what you're going to do.
Slap on the wrist right now.
No. Yeah. Seriously. They only gave her a slap on the wrist.
They gave her 25 hours of community service.
Wow.
And she's like, I probably would have done that anyway because I'm on the committee or something.
She's like, I'm on the like community anyway. Whatever.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah. And then, like, what is this?
I think it's when Blair goes and talks to Vanessa.
Oh, we kind of, yeah. Anyways, well, room. Yeah. So then Blair's comes to Vanessa's work.
She has the cutest outfit on. It's like a dress, but it looks like a tuxedo. I love it. It's like really cute.
I wasn't feeling it.
Really? No. I like
it. But like it's her style, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's quirky. I don't know.
Quirking it up. Okay. Quirky. So then, and then she says like Blair Waldorf isn't indebted. Like, oh no, I'm sorry. I sort of skipped something.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So Blair tells Vanessa, she gets Vanessa's work like at the coffee shop or whatever. And she's like, I just paid your rent for a year or something.
In your little IKEA closet.
Yeah. And then she's like,
She's like, I don't speak Ukrainian, but, people usually speak, like, a money full
of,
full of money.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
A money full of money?
An envelope full of money.
Yeah. And so,
I speak that well.
And so, basically, her point is, like, she doesn't want to feel indebted to Vanessa, so she paid her rent. And now she says she's free to return to disliking her.
Yeah, and then she asked her what she did with, Chuck's 10,000, and she created a medical grant for teens with the genital herpes.
In Chuck's name.
Hopefully, like, if that's real.
That'd be so funny.
Like, nobody ever has to receive that grant.
I know, seriously. Just for research, like.
Don't want the herp. What?
Yeah, no, like, when you do a medical grant, like, it's for, like, research for the disease. It's not like the people with herpes actually get the money.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Thank you for enlightening me and making
that's
me feel
what I get
stupid.
For, no.
I'm just kidding.
It's what I get for working in a really boring medical office all summer.
Well,
I hate my job.
I have to work at a daycare with children.
Yeah, but at least you don't sit alone in a cubicle all day.
No, it's true. Do you have your computer?
Yeah, but I can't even log on because my boss is like, she has to log me in. Like, I don't even have my own account.
Whoa.
So I can't even go to lunch because then it'll lock me out if I go to lunch.
What do you do? Bring your lunch?
Yeah, I just bring my lunch. And I'm there from 9 to 3 every day.
Dang.
Sucks. You can cut this out.
It's like school.
I know, it is. It's like summer school. It's gross.
Except you don't have to... Well, it's not as early as summer school.
That's true.
Okay, so then... So Dan... Dan and Serena are outside of the school. And they're like, I can't believe, like... She totally...
25 hours of...
And you can see on his face, he's like, yeah, I can't believe it either. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah. And we find out later just why.
Because, it's...
And she's like, I don't get special treatment. And then this car pulls up, and it's, like, her own driver. And he's like, Mrs. Vanderwoodson, yeah, your mother sent me to pick you up.
Yeah, and she's like, I'll walk. Yeah. And he's like, Serena, come back. And then he's like, you going to Brooklyn? You going to Brooklyn? You can give me a ride.
Yeah.
Man.
Good stuff.
So then they're at the, like, it's like the Lily and the Bass. Like the...
What do they call it there?
The Vanderwoodson slash Bass people are, like, having their little...
Joining engagement. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're joining of the two families.
It's really weird.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. And it's, like, really a bad party. They're and then, like down.
You kind of see a flashback. It's, like, a little, like, flashback of Rufus and, like, Lily, like, walking up to Rufus and he's waiting there. And it's, like...
Because they agreed to meet on the street.
It's all, like, foggy and it's so, like... Running away together, romantic.
And she's like, I hope you he's like, you pack light. And she's like, I hope you understand, or something.
And he kind of does. And then you see, like, the car he had waiting for them.
And it was really cute. It was, like, a little 50s car.
Sad.
Yeah.
And then, like, Serena and Eric are, like, watching their mom. And they're like, this is, like, they're, like, so weirded out by the whole thing because their mom's, like, all buttoned up and, like, prim and proper. And
she's wearing black, like, it's a funeral.
It,
like...
And that's what I think they took it as, too. Like, Serena's wearing black, too.
Yeah.
And,
it's so sad.
Yeah. And then, like,
Chuck... and then Chuck, like, comes up to Serena.
It's freaking nasty.
And he's like, oh, I hope we can catch up on all those missed childhood memories.
He's, like, bathing together.
Oh, God. I just want to, like, vomit.
Oh, my
God. Although, I would bathe no, like, fast.
But, like, because, like, his character is so, like,
I know. His character is nasty. But he's really hot.
And, yeah.
Which makes it difficult. Yeah.
He's in a band.
Really?
The Filthy Youth.
Nice.
And he's the lead singer.
Remember how Adam Brody was in that band or whatever?
He was the drummer. It was like Big Japan or something. I didn't listen to it.
Me either. I think he said it was like a joke, kind of like, I don't know.
Nah. I don't think it was.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so then Dan and Blair?
No. Well, Blair and Nate, how are they
What are they
again?
Doing? Oh, it's know, Nate and Blair. They? I put the wrong name.
Oh, gee.
I did that, like, oh, I do that. I don't know why. Okay, so it's, like, Nate and Blair, and, like, they're in her room, and it's kind of, like, she's, like, ready
she's
to forgive.
Like, oh, well.
Like, they're kind of, like, ready to forgive each other and kind of be together again. Because, like, they love each other, you know? It's, like,
it's
love.
It's cute. It's obvious.
It's cute.
And so she's like, that thing before, I love you too, or whatever. It's really cute. So she's
and then
like,
she's like, always have, always will.
Yay, happy.
Because, like, in the series, they, like, I'm glad they didn't make it, like, he kept going back to Serena.
I know.
But I think it might later. I don't really want it to.
I think they'll swap around, like, a whole lot.
I think it'll be, like, a big old, like, swap fest.
It's just a matter of
like,
time.
Like, it is in real
like,
life.
Yeah.
Like, it's our school. People are just, like, swapped.
Same spit.
Not us. Like, we haven't dated anybody that's the same person.
No, we don't share sloppy seconds. We're tasteful. No, but, like, I think it's just a matter of time before, like, Dan and Blair start dating or something.
Oh, my
really
God.
Weird. That'd be weird.
If they did, it would be, like, a random hookup, I think.
Yeah.
They like, they got drunk.
Yeah, or,
and
like,
it was, like...
Blair would try to make, like, Serena mad or something.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Because they're best friends.
I know. Well, we'll see if they run out of things to do
like,
on the show.
I was watching that Queen Bee show on the N.
What's
and
that?
It's like all these like girls that are like bitches, and they all move into this house, and it's like who can change the most. And they're like, none of them are from California.
Okay, there are a lot of bitches in California.
That's what I was saying, like, but whatever.
Whatever.
And then like this one girl's like, yeah, I spread a rumor about my best friend that she had AIDS.
Oh my gosh. That's
like,
so.
What the fuck? What the? Why would you
harsh.
Do that? AIDS, the HIV.
I know. Gosh. Hives.
Okay. Okay, then.
And then we go back to the engagement party.
Oh, because it's like Chuck and like Blair. Like, Chuck's. You know, it's like Serena sitting in the middle of like. Bart
first,
and Chuck.
First, she's just sitting down on the couch, and Bart comes up to her.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sure.
Chuck told me about your little problem.
Yeah. Good thing I donated that library to the school. I had to go to your mistress's head or whatever.
Because she was like, it was a lot harder than usual. I bet. That lady seems like a crazy bitch,
yeah.
And he totally cracked
her. She sounds smart, though. Like, I thought it was cool that she figured out that Nate
and, like,
was
she
lying.
Never shows up.
Oh, really?
I don't think
That's
so.
That's funny. That's great.
It was like that, you know, like, person that just having one episode.
Yeah.
And then, like for the, star. You know, for the plot. For the plot points. And then, she kind of like, and then Chuck comes up and he's like,
and like on her other side, so yeah. She's like,
and he like kind of like strokes her thigh,
and it's creepy, and she like flicks
him
off.
She like gets off. She's like, I have to leave this house right now. I'm like seriously gonna like blow.
So she like goes to Dan's house and apartment.
Yeah, and then she like talks to Rufus for a little.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, are you supposed to be at that again?
Well, because she knows, like, she kind of, like, ruined his life.
I know. I wonder if he knows that it's her fault.
No, he knows.
That's nice. He's just a nice guy, so he'll
Well, because, like, he also cares for his son, too. I mean.
Yeah.
There was no Jenny in this episode.
I know. I noticed that. I think Taylor Momsen is so gorgeous.
God. Like, and then she's so tall.
She is?
Yeah. She's
tall?
Super tall. Like, you.
Really?
Or taller.
Like, 5'10"?
She has, like, she's all legs, too.
That's cool.
She's, like, I'm not really this is legs her body.
This I'm is like, her legs.
Yeah.
We can't really show you, but we can, I don't know, make sound effects. Anyway.
Anyways. And then, like, when she cut her hair, like, after these, like, the next episode, she looks so much older.
Really?
Yeah,
she's, like,
really
14.
Weird.
That's crazy.
She's 15 now, I think, 15. Maybe. But she's actually her age.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
no, really nobody cool. else is.
Everyone else is, like 25.
Like, Leighton Meester's, like, 23.
Yeah. It's like a Benjamin McKenzie all over again.
Oh my god, he was like 27 when the show ended, and 28.
He was like old.
He looked good. I loved him so much for like the longest time.
Yeah, I remember.
And like everybody, like Lisa did make fun of me so much.
You were like pretty obsessed, but it was funny.
I am over it.
I liked Adam Brody, but that's okay.
Yeah. I like Penn. Okay, so then
she goes to Dan's room.
And he's doing homework.
Yeah. He's like chilling, reading Chaucer.
I don't do homework.
Yeah, and then he's reading Chaucer, and he's like, yeah, we have a test, and so they just, like, start, like...
It's, like, spending, like, quality time together, I guess, and actually doing stuff that's not going to get you in trouble.
I know.
Like, they're not drinking.
They just, like, cuddle and read the book. It's kind of nice.
Very unrealistic. I mean, they'd rather... In real life...
Who reads with your boyfriend? Who does
they'd
that?
They'd be drinking or having sex.
I think it's the last one.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways, I think that's the last scene,
so
and
that's
over.
The end, and... That's the end of the episode.
I don't remember if I had shout-outs. Like, I thought I did. Hmm. No, that's just you guys' phone numbers.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have my phone during the week.
I don't remember anyone's phone numbers anymore. So, yeah. Okay. Do we want to do, like, favorite outfits for this episode?
Oh, okay. What was your favorite moment?
Momento. Favorite moment?
Dude in Spanish. No, I'm just kidding.
Momento. Mi favorito momento.
No.
No.
Mi momento favorito.
No,
don't do it in Spanish.
I know, I'm not. I'm trying to think of what happened in this episode. I thought it was really the showdown kind of between Serena and her mom was kind of
I liked
touching.
The Rufus and Lily, like, when they were saying, like, it was, like, a sad, but it was, like, really good moment, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, watching it, I was, like, going to cry there for a second.
Let's see. I kind of like it just at the beginning, how they're all at the pool party, and then he
Well, that's fun. Always fun. Party scenes.
I just like any scene with Ed Westwick in it. He's so hot.
He's always so funny, and, like, his voice is, like...
He always looks so stupid
He talks
evil.
So slow.
I know. He's, like he's he always looks like he's doing...
Conniving.
Yeah. It's really funny.
He's, like, thinking about, what he's gonna do next.
Let's see. No, there's, like, a really funny moment, or cute moment, or something.
Well, what's your favorite outfit, then?
I really like the swim caps Katie and Isabella had on during the pool party. They're just, like, totally
So you'd wear those?
Fashion. No, I wouldn't, but... they're just
They have, like, bright flowers on them.
No, it was just, like,
it
really
was, like,
weird.
Let's do synchronized swimming, everyone!
Yay! No, they were, like, little, like... I don't know. I can't even describe it. It was so weird. They were, like, bright colors and little...
It was
weird.
Sweet.
But just typical Gossip Girl style.
It was fun. I liked... Okay, I'm trying to think. Like, nothing, because they didn't go to, like, a ball or anything, so nothing
really
stood out.
Fancy clothes. I liked Blake Lively's swimsuit.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was, like, classy. Classic black and, like, kind of, like...
It was, like, really
Not, like, a revealing, like...
Yeah, no,
like, slut.
It was, like... yeah, no, it wasn't, like, a bikini. It was, like, really low, like, down to, like,
One piece, and it had sort of, like, a... Not, like, a... It was, like, a...
It's kind of hard to...
Longer bottom.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just... It was really tasteful.
It wasn't, like, a bikini bottom, either.
Yeah. No, it was, like, a 40s swimsuit, kind of.
It was cool.
Yeah, really.
But not as ugly as a 40s swimsuit.
No, like...
It was, like...
Hot swimsuit.
Not, like, blue and pale.
Yeah. And, well, and, of course, I liked Blair's dress. That was really cute. But...
And, of course, like, she always wears that one trench coat with the gold buttons. Every time I see that, I just want it.
Yeah.
Or, like, on Get Smart, Anne Hathaway had all the cool trench coats on.
Oh, my gosh, those are awesome.
They were, like, Burberry. I was like, how much does it cost?
I know. That was such a great movie. Go see Get Smart. It's awesome.
Yeah. Or go see Wanted.
Oh, my gosh. I
that
really
movie, like,
see
rocked
that.
My world.
I'm 17 in 3 months.
We'll go.
Okay.
Well, there'll be other movies out, you know.
Well, yeah, but they're always good art
Or, like,
movies.
Sex and the
my
City.
My dad saw it.
So good.
Really? How's it? Well, don't tell me the ending on here.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I want to know.
You have to watch Christy.
I heard he gives her a closet for, like, their engagement present.
Movies come out, like, in 3 months after they release in theaters. It's going to be on DVD.
Okay, well, I'll rent it then.
All right, we're kind of babbling now.
Okay, so sorry. But,
okay, what else is I think Gossip Girl comes back, like, September 4th or something.
That's my birthday. Send me a present.
No. We don't have an address to give it to you.
That'd be weird.
So what else? Okay, I think that's the date it's coming back. I'll double check.
Yeah, hopefully right now, Alika can finish all the podcasts because I will be gone. I'm living, like, kind of far away during the week for my job, so I can't help her podcast, but hopefully you can podcast with your sister.
Yeah, and then I leave for Mexico for 2 weeks after Sunday.
Really exciting.
On the 20th. So,
Busy summer. Oh my god, summer. I'm scared. Summers are busy, but...
Yeah, like, I work every day, like, from, like, 7 to 5:30, 6-ish.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was 7.
I wake up, and then I go to the park and, like, jog for, like, an hour.
With children?
No, with myself.
Oh, you jog?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm so jealous.
I got, like, one of those iPod thingies.
Those are fun, I have one of those.
I wear it around the house. Like, because, like, I just, like, so I don't have to hold my iPod.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, okay, what else is new about Gossip Girl?
Let's see.
I don't know. Well, if you want to email us, you know, I always email back people. You know this.
She's a faithful emailer.
I know this.
Really good about it.
So email me at talkinggossip@gmail.com. That's two separate G's in talking and gossip. Or be our friend on MySpace at myspace.com/talkinggossip.
Two G's.
And I'll always... You know, accept your friend request, and I even comment you back. I'll be like, thanks. Because I like it.
We love hearing from all the fans.
And what else is there to say?
Not really.
All right, well, this
episode... This is a good episode.
Yeah.
So really
next episode intense. Is very good.
Really? What is it?
It's a thin line between Chuck and Nate, and there's a good fight.
Ooh, a fight.
Fight.
See, I want to see these guys fight, but then, like, if they really, like, hurt each other, like, their faces... My life would just
no, obviously. Crashing. It's one of those, like, push up against the car
fights.
Oh, bites.
Okay. Not, like, really, like, swinging punches.
Okay. Nah.
All right.
Nah.
I feel better.
All right. So I think we're done.
Okay.
If I forgot something, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let us hear from you. And if you want me to give you a shout out, you can always email me and I'll write it down and I'll give it, like, I'll shout out to you on the next episode, whenever that may be.
Maybe a few.
I feel so bad. Like, I feel like an ass.
You're not an ass.
I'm a bitch.
We're just busy people. We're just busy asses. We have busy asses.
Like, my dad asked me to date, like, something, and I was like, I'm a bitch. I don't know why. And he's, like, laughing at me. But anyways, I'm going to cut that out probably because it's not important. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, 5-star review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. We have 4 right now, which I think is... We have, like 27 reviews. That's more than some people have.
Yeah.
But, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes if you haven't already. And I've checked, like, the other country, like, reviews, because, like, the U.S. store has, separate. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've seen, like, the U.K. ones and stuff. Oh, thank you very much, like, in the Australian ones. Because we have fans everywhere.
That's cool.
So anyways, exciting. Thank you so much, guys. I am sorry this has taken forever, and I hope it doesn't make you, like, hate me, but... I mean, I like, try so hard to do this.
I know you do. She does.
And, like,
really
I got
hard.
A different mic, and I hope it sounds better.
It's her, can I tell them?
It's my Rock Band mic, because I got it for my birthday.
I never got you a birthday present.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'll get you one.
Alika's such a good friend, I'm so not.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. All right. Spread the love, not the legs.
Definitely. Gossip Girl, signing off.